I would ask people, do you know what racism is? I would even offer $1,000 for a person to tell me what racism is. I still got black folk today don't even know what racism is. They talk about it. Find me one that understands what racism is. Every time I ask them, what is racism? Well, Rock Anderson, racism is not liking somebody. It's prejudice, it's bigotry, it's hatred. No, it's not. Racism is a competitive relationship between groups of people that are competing for the ownership and control of wealth and resources and power. That's what racism is. Racism is a group phenomenon. Racism is a team sport. You cannot participate in racism if you don't play as a team. You can't correct it. You're not even in the game. Racism is like football, basketball, and baseball. You play as a team or you lose. And I got all these so-called educated blacks in America on TV, heading up civil rights organizations, getting elected to public office. Don't even understand what racism is. That's why they don't do anything. They go there and tell you, well, I'm in a public office now. I'm a mayor or governor. My thing is to make sure everybody get along. That's not effective racism. Nobody asked you to get elected to office and make people get along. Now, racism never existed on the earth until the 1400s. Never had it. There was no such thing as racism. You had people, for instance, who had practiced various forms of discrimination. We even had slavery. But to be enslaved prior to the 1400s, for only three reasons. Either you were a victim of a religious persecution, or you had some indebtedness, was enslaved, or you were a prisoner of war. Those are the only three reasons you could be enslaved until the 1400s, about 1442, when Magellan went around, Henry the Navigator went around the coast of Africa and picked up about 16 blacks, brought them back in 1442 and gave them to the Pope as gifts. And those slaves worked around the Vatican in Italy from 1442 and about 1488. And it became a good thing to have all these blacks working free around the Vatican and in the Pope space. No labor to be paid for. Other people wanted those advantages. So Pope Pius put out a public edict. Pope Innocent put out a public edict saying, look, if you want some slaves, go get some, but get black folk. He put out a public edict saying, if you're going to enslave anybody, enslave black people. Once that hit, all of a sudden everybody got interested in getting slaves. And that started the whole movement in 1488 and 1489.